Are there big cats somewhere in the South Island wilderness? Not fat cats, not a bit bigger than usual cats, but genuine larger predators as big as a lynx or a bobcat or maybe even a panther. In 2001, our family lived in the Nelson Lakes region. We saw a large black panther type animal sitting under a tree about 500 metres from our home. We couldn't believe our eyes, but checked with binoculars to confirm. Delighted to hear others describing similar events which validate our sighting. Heather. I don't know if Heather grabbed a camera, which would have been useful as well as the binoculars, though. In the news has been a North Canterbury possum hunter vowing never to go into the bush alone after encountering a wild, monstrous cat, estimated at 2 metres in length, which does put it into puma panther territory for size. Big cats have been reported in Canterbury, Otago, Southland and Marlborough for more than 50 years. Big paw prints found once at Pines Beach near Kaiapoi. There have been sightings at the mouth of the Ashburton River, around Lake Clearwater near Twisel and the Hakataramea Valley, Ashburton Gorge, all over the place really. And last year, close to Fairlie, a big black animal with a deep, throaty growl. Yes, a bit like that. With summer coming, what are the chances of campers and trampers hearing something like that? Dean Nelson is joining us. Dean Nelson is a Department of Conservation biodiversity ranger who's been based in Twisel for quite a few years and is familiar with big cat sightings. Morning, Dean.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We know people's imaginations can run wild, of course, but so many sightings over the years. What's your assessment?
Well, I guess I remain a little bit sceptical. It might be different if I saw one myself, but the issue for me is that the sightings have been in a whole lot of different places over many years, and how do these animals remain concealed, you know, the rest of the time? I just think we'd be seeing more of them in one place, or perhaps more sign of them, you know, as in sheep kills or whatever. So I guess at this stage I'm still a bit sceptical.
Understand. We've all seen, you know, larger than normal pussycats, but these do sound like an upgrade on that. People have seen something.
Yes, and I had a bit of a think about that, and I guess, you know, a number of the sightings have happened either in low light conditions or at night, and often that changes your perception of size. So, you know, we know we catch up to just over seven kg feral cats,
yeah.
But that's not quite the size that some of these people are talking about.
No. Have hunters or other sober-minded individuals over the years told you that they've seen them, Dan?
Yeah, I've certainly had reports of big cats from hunters, and as a, you know, a bit of a hunter myself, I've shot a few on Stewart Island and places like that. The only real big cat report that I've ever had personally was actually when I lived and worked at Araki Mount Cook National Park back in the 80s, and I had an American tourist who was convinced he'd seen a lynx minus the tail, you know, because they don't have much of a tail. And, you know, he was convinced it was a lynx that he'd seen on one of the tracks. So that's going back, you know, a few years.
Have you ever seen signs that led you to think the tales may be true?
No, well, that's the issue. You know, I think, I know there's been a report of big cat prints, I think was on a beach down near Christchurch. But, I've never seen that kind of stuff. You see really big cat scats at times, but they're consistent with a 7 kg, you know, feral cat. And I just think, you know, we're dealing with Braidar River habitat, so there's sand and places that, you know, cats would leave prints, and you would see big prints if they were there, but I've never seen anything like that.
Are cats of whatever size very good at eluding humans? I mean, you're still allowing the possibility they could be out there, but you're raising the very good point, why aren't they breeding, and, you know, why aren't there little groups of them?
Yes, they are very good, you know, and as an illustration, you know, people think there's a few feral cats out there, but in the Tasman Valley that we've been trapping for 15 years, just over 15 years now, we've taken nearly 3,500 cats out of there.
Gee.
Over that period. So there's a lot more out there in the environment that you just don't see. So they are very good at hiding. I think we'll be seeing more evidence of them, you know, because we've got all these farmers running sheep and cattle, and if there were some real big cats out there, then they would be looking at those as easy food, and I'm sure we would hear it from the farmers if they were losing stock.
Yeah, you certainly would. Yeah, the temptation of flocks of sheep would be considerable. Feral cats do put on weight in cold conditions?
Yes. The evidence we have is that, you know, in a hard winter, a lot of cats die. They just don't make it through the winter. So they really do need to put on as much weight as they can during the, you know, the summer and autumn. So they will take advantage of whatever food supply they can find, and in our case in the Mackenzie Basin, it's predominantly rabbits. But yeah, whatever they find and eat, they will certainly try and put weight on to make it through the winter.
But they wouldn't put on so much size that you and I would say panther or lynx. We'd say big cat, big house cat, big feral
cat.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, and I did a bit of research in terms of the genetic changes over time in the cat family, and the most recent divergence between a domestic cat and was the what's called the European wildcat is the most recent one, even though quite some time ago. And when you look at that European wildcat, it looks like a tabby cat, a big tabby cat. And as I understand it, in the wild over there, they get up to a maximum of 8 kilos. And we've seen them here. You know, we've caught cats that are a bit over 7 kilos here. And that's a big cat. You know, when you stretch it out on the ground, it looks pretty big. It's comparable to a reasonable-sized dog. But I don't think they're getting that much bigger. And the possibility of them interbreeding with another big cat, you know, I don't think that's likely to happen either.
Cats can breed between species, though, can't they? I mean, it would have only, I don't know anything about this, but I did a bit of Googling. It seems it would only have taken one bobcat-sized cat to escape sometime from a circus or whatever, and you might end up with a big animal.
Yeah, potentially, and it has happened. And once again, I had a bit of a look at, there's a genetic table there that looks at all the different hybrids, but predominantly, from what I can see, it's small cats have hybridized with other small cat species.
Right.
And then big cats have hybridized with other big cat species, but there's not a lot that kind of indicates hybrids between big cats and small cats. And the other issue with hybridization is that often a hybrid of a species is less fertile and is less likely to have, you know, viable offspring and things like that. So,
okay,
you know, the chances of that happening and then them reproducing is quite a lot less than what it would be with just, you know, normal breeding between species.
Okay. I've read some of the accounts. Christopher Dean near Bluff at night, a big cat with green eyes the size of 50-cent pieces. I think that was the old 50-cent piece. Brent Thomas and his wife near the mouth of the Ashburton, a cat as big as his Labrador, and he was a sceptic and he became a believer. So I'm sure most of us agree with your assessment, but the possibility still exists.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I guess if you, you know, if I was to see one, then I might have a different opinion.
Just finally, the thing is that all these cats are feral, aren't they, however big they are, and they do damage. And you run that trapping program in the Tasman riverbed, you know, because of the braided river birds, some of them are threatened. And that figure you gave us earlier about how many cats you catch, that's quite staggering.
Yeah, absolutely. And you add on top of that the ferrets and the stoats and the rats and everything else. But, you know, cats are our top predator. They're our apex predator. And the key thing about them is that they're incredibly adaptable hunters, and they can survive off eating just about anything. And they can live through all of our habitats. You know, they can live on the coast. They can live incredibly high. We had a guy doing some GPS tracking of cats a number of years ago to learn more about, you know, their home range and their movements. And we had some living above 1,000 metres up the Godley Valley quite happily. And there's not a lot of food up above 1,000 metres. They are a major problem. I've opened up a few stomachs of dead feral cats. And quite a few years ago when I was in Mason's Bay on Stewart Island, I opened up the stomach of a cat there, and it was full of blowflies.
Blowflies?
There was nothing else in the stomach. So it was, because the rotting kelp on the beach had a lot of flies on them, and it was obviously eating flies quite heavily to survive. There was a case, I think, just earlier this year where a cat was caught at Kaitaresi Spit near Christchurch, and it had 17 skinks in its stomach. So they're just such an incredible predator of all of our species, and we really need to keep on top of them.
Gee, they're good stories, Dean. So thank you for your time. So if you come across a panther in the dead of night, you'll be sure to let us know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I would love to see one, but haven't seen one yet.
Good to talk with you. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, cheers, Jim.
That's Dean Nelson from DOC.